The ornamental fish sector is a widespread and global component of international trade, aquaculture, and development. It's estimated that up to 1.5 billion ornamental fish are exported each year worldwide, with a trade value of approximately $400 million. Jamaica has the potential to be a major player in the sector, based on its suitable climate and close proximity to the world's largest market in the United States and Canada. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the ornamental fish export industry is poised for growth and is likely to earn the country well-needed foreign exchange.
What we want to see in Jamaica is a profitable and sustainable ornamental fish export industry. And I do agree that the ornamental fish industry can become, for Jamaica, what flowers has become for Colombia.
The cut flower industry has become a major contributor to the Colombian economy and is now the nation's leading non-traditional export and fourth largest earner of foreign exchange after coffee, petroleum, and bananas. Minister Hilton argues that by tapping into the lucrative ornamental fish export market, Jamaica could see similar success. Owing to the economic potential of the ornamental fishing industry, Minister Hilton says he has pledged $1 million from the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, to the Competitiveness Company, the TCC. This to support the startup and strengthening of ornamental fish operations within the Western St. Andrew constituency.
It is expected that this effort will contribute towards microenterprise development, not just in my constituency, but by extension, the country.
The industry minister says to develop the sector, it is important that Jamaica has a consistent supply of competitively priced fish. He says this means developing a cadre of breeders with sufficient capacity to stock the farms and low input costs, including the cost of energy.
Secondly, the sector needs a central export facility that can consolidate the production of the ornamental fish sector and provide the quality control, volume and packing efficiency required for large-scale commercial exporting.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton. Head of the Competitiveness Company, Dr. Beverly Morgan, says the development of ornamental fish farming is just one component of the Collaborate to Prosper project, which has seen hundreds of Jamaicans gaining financial security through entrepreneurship. The three-year program, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, has provided for the establishment of some 200 ornamental fish farms in 57 inner-city communities, as well as the training of 300 fish farmers. 96 persons also received training in new farming technologies, 70% of whom were women. Mission Director for USAID, Denise Herbal, says she is pleased with the successes of the initiative.
So some of the positive results from the Ornamental Fish Project include meeting the exhaustive and stringent requirements to open up the Canadian market for imports from Jamaica of ornamental fish, support to fish farmers in 57 inner city communities with the requisite technology and on-the-job training, an expedited permit process, which is now in place, and early intervention through frequent testing and identification of problems, resulting in improved quality assurance systems.
Another significant achievement under the Collaborate to Prosper project is that the TCC and the Veterinary Services Division of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries are moving ahead to complete negotiations to upgrade and occupy a building owned by the ministry at the Norman Manley International Airport. The building, which meets and exceeds international standards for biosecurity, will become a site for ornamental fish exports in Jamaica.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.